Welcome to Good Friday service at Central Church. We're a Jesus church where everyone is welcome, where no one is perfect, and where everyone is loved. Would you please pray with me? Our gracious and loving Father God, in your greatness, Lord, you saw us in our darkness and in our sin, and we were lost. And Lord, you decided that you were going to send your Son into this world. not just to walk this earth with us, but gracious Father God, to take our sin and to bear that sin on the cross of Calvary. As we remember that dark Friday, we thank you for the gift you gave in Jesus Christ of life in all of its abundance, but life everlasting. We have walked with you, Lord Jesus, and we've gone in through Jerusalem, hearing hosannas, but today is a dark day in which you will speak few words. But we thank you for the words saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We thank you for the words, it is finished. Because before the cross, before your death, all of this was unfinished. Our sin, unfinished. The covenant, unfinished. Death, unfinished. Until you spoke the words, and it is finished. We love you with everything that is in us. Thank you for the gift of your life that gives us life everlasting. For even on this day, we are reminded that you said, I am the resurrection and the life. And whoever lives and believes in me will live, even though they have died. Thank you for reminding us of that. In your holy and your precious name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Short scripture reading. Actually going to do three, but I'm going to do one now and the two a little later. And the scripture reading for today, you know so well that I don't even have to read it. But I'm reading it from the New Living Translation. John 3:16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Here's my question on this Good Friday. What does a holy God do when he sees sin? Can a holy God just overlook our sin? Can a gracious, caring God ever punish our sin? Now, when we look from our perspective and we look at these two options, maybe neither of them is the most appealing option. So the question is there a third option? And the answer is yes. And we see that option most every day of our lives. And because of that, I think somehow we've lost a little bit of the meaning of that. We wear it around our neck as jewelry. We put it on buildings. We put it in buildings. I'm talking about the cross of Jesus Christ. And fittingly, you can see the cross behind me today again. I want us on this Good Friday just to linger at the cross for a few moments and just think about it. Such a simple construction. There's a vertical beam and there's a horizontal beam. And perhaps there's beautiful symbolism. If we look at that vertical beam and we look up and we see the holiness of God. We look at that horizontal beam and we see the arms of our Lord Jesus open, talking about the amazing love of God. Somehow I think the cross is an intersection. It's that intersection where God forgives his children without lowering his standards. Let me explain what I mean by that. But no, I'm going to ask Paul to explain that. Galatians 3:13. Listen carefully to these words. Christ took away the curse the law put on us. He changed places with us. And he put himself under the curse. Did you hear that words? Christ changed places with us and took the curse that was on us and put it on him. In other words, God took our sins and he took Jesus and he took all of the sins off me and he put it right onto my Lord Jesus who had no sin. And now listen what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Christ never sinned, but God treated him as a sinner so that Christ, and listen to this, could make us acceptable to God. Because that's what sin does, right? It makes me unacceptable before God. Because how can a holy God accept that sin? And to make us acceptable, God took that. And he said to Jesus, now you change places with them, and I'm going to put this all on you. So just for a moment, in your mind's eye, look at this little image for a second. So here is holy God in heaven on his throne. And here am I on earth, broken, sinner, dark with my sins. And between heaven and me, there is the cross of my Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus is suspended on that cross. And God takes all my sin in that moment, makes me unacceptable. And he puts all of that on the Lord Jesus. And then God lets loose his wrath on all of my sins. But who takes the blow? Not a single blow hits me. It's all on Jesus. That's what happened on that cross. When the Holy God punished all those sins, and Jesus took the hits. And I am set free because I can stand in the shadow of the cross. That's what happened on that dark Friday that now is called Good Friday. And it happens over and over and over. Because he died for those sins of yesterday, today, tomorrow, the days to come. Why did God do that? Because God felt an obligation? Because God felt that this was his moral duty? No. No obligation. No duty towards us. God did that because says the word. Because God so loved the world, me and you, my friends. That's what happens there. When God brings all of that down on Jesus, it's because God looks me in the eye and says, I love you. And that brings us to that horizontal. That speaks of the width of God's love. And what is the width, the scope of the width of the love of God? Can I just, before we look at that further, just say something? Did you notice in that passage when the Lord Jesus says, for God so loved the world? He didn't say, so God loved the good people and died, he had his son die for them. God loved the people who went to church and sent his son to die for them. God loved the people who thought they had no sin and his son died for them. God so loved those people or the chosen. No, God so loved the world, you, me, in all of our brokenness and our sin and our unacceptability. And God's love broke his heart open and his son came from his heart and he put his son on that cross. And when we try and gauge the width of God's love, maybe that moment when they nailed the Lord Jesus to the cross, it says it all. Because when he put that left hand out and he put his right hand out and they nailed it to the cross. It stayed there and it says, this is how God loves. The width of God's love. Question. Does the love of God know any limit? Is there a limit to when God will love me or stop loving me? Well, answer this. Did David, the adulterer and the murderer, ever find that limit? Did Peter, the denier of the Lord, ever find that limit? Did Paul, the persecutor of the church in Jesus Christ, ever find that limit? That endless, to the endlessness of the love of God? Never did. Neither will you, neither will I. Why? Because of the cross. Because you see, my friends, when it comes to sin, the cross has the final word.
The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has the final word. The cross.